It's 7 o'clock at night at Vecino's inpatient clinic in Kahlaue. A steady flow of patients pass through the waiting room for their appointments. Most of them are here to see a doctor or nurse for medication or minor physical complaints. But a handful are here to see Kenny Hummel-Parmenter, one of two bilingual licensed therapists on staff and one of only three in the 8-county region Vecino serves.
Yeah, I usually have my dog in here. Her name's Jazzy, and she helps kind of calm people down. And obviously, I ask the clients if they're open to having a dog in the room. I haven't had anybody decline that yet.
In addition to the animal therapy, Hummel-Parmenter does a combination of motivational interviewing and traditional talk therapy. He says trauma is a recurring issue he hears during sessions with his patients.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they have PTSD. It just means that they're unable to cope with the traumatic experiences that they've had in the past. And so that can present as anxiety or depression, suicidality, substance use disorders. And those are just mechanisms for dealing with life.
Hummel-Parmenter says often the trauma stems from a situation back in their home country, like gang violence or growing up in extreme poverty. But he says migrant and seasonal farm workers also face traumatic conditions here in the U.S. too.
Some people might not feel safe or adapted to our country and culture. We're in an environment right now that's not super welcoming for immigrants and foreigners. And so you see a lot of anxiety and acculturation difficulties due to that.
He adds, even workers here on legal temporary visas express fears about being arrested and deported. And it's a concern being heard at other clinics that provide care to the farm worker population. Here's Jackie Antiveros, an outreach coordinator for Blue Ridge Health in Hendersonville.
If we could just, you know, take into consideration those people that are helping feed us, that would go a long way to help them also feel appreciated for the work that they're slaving away for.
She says negative attitudes toward immigrants are an added source of anxiety, contributing to existing feelings of isolation, homesickness, and work-related stress many farm workers face. That's why Antiveros says improving the emotional well-being among the farm worker population can also come from the wider community outside the clinic walls.
To just see deeper into who they are and get a sense of what it is that they're experiencing, what it is that they're missing, and how we can help them feel more like home while they're here.
Which brings up another challenge for providers. By the nature of the job, migrant workers are on the move as they follow harvesting and planting seasons across the state and the country. Back at Vecinos in Kahlaue, the provider is helping bridge coverage gaps through the Migrant Clinicians Network. It's a national organization that helps link up and coordinate care for patients with chronic illnesses. In some instances, patients can get connected to a provider before they arrive at the next job. Vecinos Executive Director Marianne Martinez.
There's a lot that goes into providing health care for any specialized population, but certainly one that's so marked by recent trauma. And barriers to care, like transportation, like language, like costs, like timing, these are the reasons that Vecinos exists.
Vecinos launched its behavioral health services in January and has so far seen about 30 people. Clinical psychologist and consultant David McCord says patients are screened during their regular medical history to determine whether therapy is recommended.
Given the context and given the history, I think I was expecting more psychological dysfunction in a larger percentage of the group that came in. But we're screening all the medical patients too. We screen everybody. And I would say that at least half of the medical patients come here do not show any elevated indicators of psychological dysfunction.
McCord takes that to mean that as a patient population, seasonal and migrant farm workers are remarkably resilient. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.